a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It is the Midnight Rider here on RBN. It's the Thursday night edition, it's the 7th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight. Tonight we're going to have William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. on with us. Kind of to follow along with our conversation we had on Friday night about how you can take your communities back. And we're going to kind of expand from there. Talk about delegates, alternates, how all this whole system works, and just get into all of this. I think it's very important that we learn as much about this whole political process as we can. There is so much that I have learned regarding how this whole thing works just in the last few months. I had thought that you just go in and vote, and they rig them. That's what I thought. Now I understand that you still go vote, they still rig the vote, but there's another process. And so we're going to get into that tonight with William and Jim Condit Jr. I hated being out last night, and I didn't do my afternoon show today. We've got this like crazy flu bug going around here, and two different strains of it going on at one time. And it is just hitting everybody in my little burg. And finally hit me. I mean, I had been running away from it as hard and as fast as I could, and I finally got it. We are back at it and ready to get it on. I'm glad to be here and glad to be with you. Tomorrow night on the show is going to be the Young Guns Roundtable. Going to get in and talk about the news, kind of analyze what's going on a little bit. We haven't talked about any news on the program in a while, and so we will do that. And then next week, next Thursday night, we're going to have Rob Balsamo on of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Talk about Flight 77 and Flight 93, the flight data recorder information that had been released by the National Transportation Safety Board. And Rob and his group of pilots and engineers and people involved in the airline industry got a hold of them and started looking at them. And things didn't look exactly right. And so we'll talk some about that next Thursday night. Here on the Midnight Rider, and the next week I'm sure is going to kind of shape up as we go along. But the chat rooms are open both at MidnightRiderShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Hop on over and grab a name and come on in, and we'll do Mouseketeer roll call here in just a couple of minutes as well. My email address, if you've got guest ideas, suggestions, let us know. That number is, or that email address is Mike at MidnightRiderShow.com, Mike at MidnightRiderShow.com. Feedback, guest ideas, news, all that is so welcome, and I love the email. I love getting from you guys, and it lets me know you're out there. And so keep it coming. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side with William and Jim, and we'll get down to business. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Midnight Rider, oh yeah. You can't go wrong with a little Molly Hatchet there on a Thursday night. That's good stuff. Even Manny likes it. So you know you've hit a home run when Manny says, yeah, I like it. All right, Mouseketeer roll call time real quick. We'll get to our guests. In the RBN chat room, we've got Gulag 2008, Hillbilly Bruce, cousin to Hillbilly Jim, Kung Fu Instructor, Rogue Dolphin, Smiling Tiger, and Suzette. And then over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Amby, Amos Moses, Donna Van Meager, John Preston and his dog King, Josh, Chris, Mike CTW, Newsboy 2012, the Double O Viper, the Manny, Mind in the Store, and www.wearechangedetroit.org. All hanging out in the Midnight Rider Show chat room tonight, so glad everybody is with us. Now on to our guests, both in a return appearance here. We had a great show Friday night, and got a lot of comments about the show, and while on the program, we talked about doing a second show and needed to get this done. Our guests tonight are William Roberts and Jim Conda Jr. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Okay.
I'm doing very well, Mike.
Well, good. Last week, when you guys were on the program, we talked about what you could do at the precinct level as far as getting involved and how many of these media groups are starting to look at running their own candidates for, say, sheriff, city council, and the like. And this week, we thought about maybe taking this a little bit further and kind of expanding out a little bit. And so I guess we want to talk about alternates, delegates, how this whole these county conventions things work, and just go from there. Jim, real quick though, with you though, I wanted to ask you real quick. We talked briefly about a broker convention last week. But I would guess with Mitt Romney's either suspension or pulling out of the campaign, that pretty much wraps up the question of a broker convention, I would think.
Well, that's how it seems to me, Mike. We were just both on a call, I take it, where the hot topic, whenever it bubbled to the surface, was should Ron Paul hang in there and go for the more delegates at the Republican convention, or should he go third party? Or independent for the rest of the way. I don't really think there's a contradiction, or I think people can keep working as hard as they can to get the delegates in the Republican convention, and he can still, or at least his supporters, can lay the groundwork for a third-party run, which I believe is wise in order to keep the revolution, Ron Paul revolution, growing. But that's maybe something we can discuss more in depth here. And it's hotly disputed, if you heard on that call. When Steve
right.
Vincent, who started several projects, including this grassroots thing, when he got to the part of his declaration that said to prepare the groundwork for a third party, somebody said, "That's not acceptable!" I don't know who it was, but somebody yelled out, then they muted the word. But this shows you how hotly contested this is. But what you just said, I think is true. I'm willing to be corrected. And it was just a gentleman on that call before I came to this show who was explaining that in Missouri, for instance, all 48 of their delegates are now bound to McCain by state law on the first ballot since he won. And he said they're not even going to pick the delegates till later, till a month or two or three from now. And he thinks that up to 25% of the delegates will be Ron Paul supporters, but they'll still be legally bound to vote for McCain. Now, it seems to me that, one, they're going to use the computer vote fraud, which we talked about, if need be, to make sure McCain has enough delegates, and I just don't believe that with the ironclad type of control that the neocons run in the GOP and the Democratic Party use, I just don't believe that there is a realistic hope of Ron Paul winning over secretly enough delegates to win on the second ballot, nor do I believe it will go past the first ballot. I do not believe they will let that happen. That's why we talked about it on the national meetup call. That's why Mitt Romney has only suspended his campaign. He did not end his campaign today. He suspended it, and that means all the delegates. He won 11 states so far by the computer count. McCain won 13. All the delegates who he won in those states are still then legally bound to him on the first ballot. So I kind of suspect he will not ever do more than suspend his campaign till McCain has the nomination, or at least that's what the Power Boys plan. So, yeah, I don't look at it as a realistic hope at all. I mean, I look at it as like one in a million that something could happen where Ron Paul gets the delegates, but I'm willing to be corrected if somebody's got some better information. But people have to understand and it's this way in Ohio, it's this way in every primary state, the person who wins the delegate at the primary, and I believe at most caucuses, has to vote for the candidate that won that state on the first ballot. So that seems to me is going to determine what's going to happen.
Yeah, William, your impressions of Romney's suspension.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with what Jim's saying. The question came from Austin before the last broadcast ended, just the last minutes. What is a brokered convention? I'd recommend everybody just go up to Wikipedia. They have a real concise, tight little couple of paragraphs. But a reading from their article, it's a brokered convention refers to a situation in the United States politics where there are not enough delegates obtained during the presidential primary and caucus process for a single candidate to obtain a majority for the presidential nominating convention. Since no candidates receive enough votes on the first ballot to win the nomination, the convention then becomes brokered through political horse trading and multiple ballots. But as a background, they add, and I have studied this myself today, before the era of the presidential primaries, conventions, they say, were routinely brokered. Adlai Stevenson in 1952 for the Democratic Party and Thomas Dewey in 1948 for the Republican Party were the last two candidates selected through a brokered convention. And then they continue and say, since then there have been many years where brokered conventions were predicted but did not come to pass. And I would have to say that we can talk and talk and talk about brokered conventions, but I don't see one coming. Now, in regards to the delegates and what the meetups can do, we're not the only people. We don't have the only horse in this race. I know approximately what our meetup strength is, and fortunately, we were able to bring far more voters than that to the polls. I could just start with a quick recap of what we've had here in Missouri as far as the elections are concerned, so that you can get a pretty good idea where this is going to go nationally, I think, from Super Tuesday and into the other states that are yet to come. But
okay.
there are 3,371 voting precincts, and that's a number to remember for the topical nature of our discussion. There's 3,371 precincts. Now, overall, all in all of the state of Missouri, 26,427 votes were cast for Dr. Paul, which amounts to 4.5% of the Republican ballot. In the entire state, there were 1,414,281 votes cast. These are the unofficial from the Secretary of State's office, which yields a 2% return. And that's important. But our discussion has been largely around the efficacy of the precinct groups. And I'm going to toot my own horn here. McDonald County is a very—it's in the far southwest corner of the state of Missouri, and of all of the counties in the state of Missouri, we did the very best for Dr. Paul. We came in with 233 votes, and that doesn't sound like very much, and it isn't really very many votes unless you think about the population in this area. But we pulled 8.8% of the Republican vote. And overall, we got 6% of the total vote in our county, which is better than anyone else. And that is important because when you look at some of the others, like St. Louis, for instance, St. Louis commands an enormous number of delegates out there. But they came in with 7% of the Republican ballot, so they were less than ours. Jackson County, that would be Kansas City, they came in with 5.6%. Greene County, that would be the Springfield group, number 29, they came in with 4.2% of the Republican. Berry County is another one of ours. They got 5.5%. We got 8.8%. And then Jasper is another one of the ones we were working. That was 4.2%. Newton got 4.6%. Lawrence got 4.3%. And the last one in my list here is that one. So generally speaking, most of the places, most of the counties, we're in the 4% range, and statewide is only 2%. So even though we're down here in the second largest number of delegates in congressional district number 7, even if we were able to turn that, and I think we can have a major impact there, we're still not going to pick up the rest of these counties. There's 114 plus the city of St. Louis, and we're talking a handful of counties that did anything other than the 2% statewide average. So I'm not looking for that from the standpoint of going into a brokered convention, but I think it's very important that we remember the alternate delegate process and become totally familiar with it.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk more about it on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-3255. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back with more in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on RBN. Glad you're with us tonight here for the broadcast. We're talking with William Roberts and Jim Condit, Jr. Gentlemen, let's jump into the alternate and delegate process and all of that, because even if we don't use it this go-around, there's going to come a time in the future when we're going to need this information. And I think the more knowledge that we can get now, the better armed we are as we head into the future, because this battle, this revolution, as we're terming it, is really just beginning. There's a lot of work ahead for us, and this thing is still in its infancy. So William will start, or Jim, whichever one wants to start.
Well, let me jump in if I can, then Mike, and if I may, Jim.
Go ahead, William.
Just briefly, because as I mentioned in the beginning, there are 3,371 precincts.
Right.
Now, from all that listened to the broadcast before, and if you didn't, please get the archives when they come available. But there's 3,371 voting precincts in 114 counties plus St. Louis. But but we had 26,427 voters for Ron Paul. Okay? Now, think about that. Make your division on that. The 3,371 counties conceivably have a considerable number of Ron Paul people that have their headlights turned fully on and their brains are functional. And so we've got a tremendous force towards this concept of taking our county back precinct by our states back precinct by precinct and then county by county, state by state, and then the nation. So I'm not discouraged in the least. We have lots and lots and lots of people, but we're going to need to not let them die on the vine. We're going to need to pick them up and walk along. And right now, in Missouri, and I'll just use these as examples. Everyone, will tell everybody how to get their own information as they go. But on March the 15th, that's when we have our local area caucuses. Those will be 114 plus the city of St. Louis. I always have to say that way. St. Louis is a city county. But there's going to be at least 114 of these caucuses held at 10 o'clock in the morning on March the 15th, usually in the county courthouses all across the state. And so this is going to be an excellent training opportunity and also a very effective way to come in with a large show and say that we still have not gone away. The Ron Paul Revolution lives, and we can. Now, listen, there's 3,371 of these precincts. Remember, as we told you, there's a precinct committee chairman or committee man and a committee woman in each. And so that their total is around 7,000. Plus, they can empty out the courthouse and get all the employees and all of the other elected people in there. But I think that if these numbers were just distributional, we would still outnumber them in the caucuses. So all is not lost yet. But as to whether or not we're going to go to, well, as we've already discussed, I don't see a brokered convention. But this is certainly a good time to continue the revolution.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. Jim, your thoughts there.
I agree with all that, of course. Could I ask William a question, then I'll comment on Ohio and caucus versus primary as far as delegates go. William, was your naturally, we on principle, we always want the votes counted in the open, but is your sense from what you experienced down there that, in fact, this time the news blackout on the Ron Paul campaign succeeded in keeping only a fraction of the people from really having a sense of who he was or even looking at him as a serious candidate? Do you think that was the actual fact on the ground by primary day down there in Missouri?
Yes. I have recently moved to a new location, and the precinct that I have moved into just in the last couple of months is not a precinct that I've worked heavily, even though we did have a float in their Christmas parade. We have door hung here, and I did call through the people, but the list, I called all the people, not all of them, but most of the people in the telephone exchange. So
yes,
with that and that alone, and not having had the time to make friends with people around and really spread the word, I went down to the polling location at 5:45 in the morning, and I stayed until after 7 o'clock, in fact, followed the ballots to the courthouse. And what I had my pickup there, of course, and then I had a 2-foot by 4-foot Ron Paul sign on the windshield, and I was dressed in all my Ron Paul regalia. And during the course of the day, there was noticeable, it was extremely heavy day. We had, in this one precinct, we had 390 voters, of which 195 were women, 188 were men. And if you look at the election results and look at the McCain-Romney total compared to the Hillary and Obama totals in the state, the women outnumbered the men and went going for the Democrat there, and then they also were able to pull some of the men along with them. So that kind of matches up fairly well. But in the course of the day, 13 hours of sitting there in absolutely the most horrific weather you've ever seen, buckets and buckets of rain, and the wind has just taken the flag in all the compass directions. It was a heavy turnout. I haven't seen a turnout like this around here in a while. And very, very few people would either wave or nod or anything. Now, I should have had, statistically, about 20, maybe 19 voters in there for Ron Paul if it was just a straight-up cross-section. I think I might have had 6. So that precinct is kind of like a test. Shows me that if you don't work it aggressively, you're not going to get more, but you're not going to see 25% either.
Yeah, And also, you did not have the backup of television or radio advertising in that area 3, 4, 5 weeks out.
Hold right there. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back and talk more on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us on the broadcast tonight, we're talking with William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. We're talking about where basically we go from here as far as after Super Tuesday and what we do. And William, a question kind of for you there. You said you had expected 25 Ron Paul supporters to have voted in your precinct, but you only got 6.
No, probably by statistical average, it should have been between either 19 or 20. And
right.
I had people come over to the truck. A couple of people gave a high five. I had one guy toot the horn on the way out, and it wasn't an arrogant thing. It was kind of like an acknowledgement. But
right.
I would have expected just by looking at these figures statewide that I could have had more. And so but I had less visually. So. And then we had another precinct where we know the election judges, And at the close of the day, they counted the ballots for Ron Paul, and it matched what the computer showed. So, but again, that's what gets, you know, the on an optical scan system, the paper and the computer match pretty closely, run you right on top of it. But again, once it goes away from you, you don't know.
Right, right. Yep.
And you can't know.
True. You know, because I've worried about actual levels of support and how many, you know, and the numbers that we have, you know, the rally Dr. Paul held in Minneapolis the night before Super Tuesday had over 4,000 there.
Right.
But yet in total votes in Minnesota, the state, I think, you only had 9,700 votes.
Well, the biggest thing here, especially in Missouri, is if you look at the three primary metropolitan areas, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield, you know, in the Greene County, they have 112 delegates. Then the other would be Barton, or no, let's see, oh my, I'll have to look and see here on the chart. Here is Jackson County, that would make 187, that's Kansas City, and then St. Louis is probably listed by itself, it is. St. Louis has 350, so those are a lot of delegates that are not going to be on the plate.
Right. Indeed. Let's start talking about these county conventions that are coming up. You said yours was in March.
Yes.
And I think some of them are happening in some other states, like this week, in some of the other states. Let's talk about these county conventions and the fact that, you know, even if you're not a precinct, if you weren't named a delegate at a precinct, it's still important to go to these county conventions.
Well, it's absolutely important to go, and I'm sure Jim would agree, but we as neophytes, you know, as beginners in all of this, and I'm certainly learning every minute of this journey, we need to know how it actually works inside. If you go to the Republican party for your state and go to the state party, look for the convention site and then track over to that, what they should show you is Republican party documents, the official documents, and in that process, one of the documents that you want to pull down, actually you want to get them all, but one of the documents that you can pull down is the agenda for your caucus. Now, there are the Republican Party and all of the county committees, the bylaws for the Republican Party in Missouri specify Robert's Rules of Order as the rule of order, and so whenever you have Robert's Rules of Order going, you know, they call the meeting to order and then they, you know, go on through that. They have a fixed agenda. The agenda rules the meeting. And anytime things start getting lengthy or start to travel away, anybody in the caucus, anyone in the meeting can simply move the agenda and bring things back in line again quickly. And they all have a parliamentarian assigned to each of these, and they're generally a lawyer and they're paying attention. So you can take, just by inference, look at the agenda form for the reporting the minutes of the local caucus and walk right straight through it. At 10 o'clock in the morning when they lock the doors, you definitely want to be there at 9 o'clock so that you can get in the door, and maybe a little earlier than that to meet with your other people and get in a powwow. But they have a call to order, then they do an invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, then they elect the caucus chairman, then they elect the caucus secretary, appoint a parliamentarian, appoint the credentials committee, and that's important because they're going to check to make sure that your credentials are valid. Then they're going to appoint the rules committee. They go through the reading of the 2008 call to convention, report of the credentials committee, report of the rules committee, election of the delegates and alternates, then election of delegates and alternates to the state convention. Then they have platform discussion, and then it adjourns. Click, 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 click. Are you with me? And it's usually a two-hour program. And you know that anytime you're dealing with government employees, they start this at 10, they're darn sure going to want to get out to eat at lunch, because I've never seen anybody that went for lunch like government staffers.
Right.
So
most definitely.
So this process is going to happen, and it's going to follow this. But what we need to be aware of here, basically, is just how your county conducts itself or comports itself in regards to the nomination and election of delegates to the congressional district and to your state convention. And from that, you're going to go later, a couple months from now, then you'll go to the congressional district And by that time, everybody that's in this process will hopefully be up to speed, and we don't need to belabor all of that or talk about what happens in Branson. That's all kind of in the future. But understand, again, what we I'll reiterate a little bit of what we talked about the last time, was that there's two ruling classes here. One of them is the state, and the state sets the parameters by statute, and then the party sets up its own rules. So the state kind of oversees, and then the party is left up to its own autonomy, and each of the counties can deviate just a little bit, and so you might get a Boss Hog County where you're not going to be welcome in the room, and they'll let you know that and shun you, or you might get a county that has a pretty reasonable bunch, and they might listen to a talk about Ron Paul somewhere in that process. But we're not coming in with 17, 18, 19%. We're coming in with 4 or 5%. And so right. It's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, Jim, your thoughts and any similarities or differences?
Well, this underscores, I mean, to draw this a little bit out to analogy that what William just was telling everyone, we are. It's as if the country is ruled by those who know how to play baseball. And all these government employees and all the party bosses and all the elected officials those who are in public office, they know how to play baseball. In fact, they've been practicing for 20, 30 years how to play baseball. And it's like our team, the Americans who are now waking up and saying, gosh, I don't like what's happening. I don't like the war. I don't like the no-fly list and being my grandma being frisked at the airport and I don't like the fact that every bank has a $33 to $40 bounce check fee. If you know what I'm talking about there, that we suddenly have like a parasitical financial system just parasitically sucking as much money and taxes as they can out of the people, and they say we don't like this. Yeah, but we don't know how to play baseball. We haven't been practicing for 30 years, and I think if everyone takes the proper lesson from what William just explained, we've got to quickly learn how to play baseball, because, and actually, luckily here, we're not looking at a 30-year learning curve. We're looking at really a 10-minute lesson, and then maybe reviewing that lesson occasionally, and then being willing to put in, you know, somewhere between 10 and 50 hours a year, each of us, and
right.
we can defeat. One thing that I was amazed at when we really had our big head-to-head in 1990, and then I just ran out of funds and we just haven't done it since then, because it takes a full-time years. You got to almost have a full-time person organizing for a year to get it together to challenge one of these county parties. But I felt that we had much sharper, much smarter, much more alert people in those once we got them involved in the system. Than the establishment county people and the establishment Republican people. But the fact of the matter is they had more of them. They had, the jobs depended on it, and so even when the people would have liked to vote with us, they would have open votes, so they were supposed to vote, you know, they felt they had to vote with them so they wouldn't be penalized at their job. So we really quickly need to learn these 10-minute lessons on how the precinct system works, which is one thing for the county, how the delegate system works, which is another thing, which maybe if we have time I'll comment on the some of the different nuances there. And we need to learn this quick and get onto the daggone playing field, and we can beat them. This should be a matter of encouragement. It is a disgrace, or it is a betrayal, in my mind, of the NRA, the National Right to Life, the Christian Coalition, to not be explained. Don Wildman, even, who I like in many ways from American Family Association, why aren't they explaining to their millions of people, or hundreds of thousands, usually millions of supporters, and the NRA 3 million, why aren't they explaining the stuff that we're explaining on last week's show and this week's show, that we're explaining on the Midnight Ride? What? Why not? Because this is where the action is, you see? And to just tell people, oh, write Arlen Specter or write George Bush and ask him to do something for us, this is treating all of the normal Americans like little children, and like we got to be in all of this high priest class, so-called, of politicians, like they are the only ones who can run the government. So anyway, that's the lesson I hope everyone would take.
And I agree with your points, because, again, Jim, it comes down to empowerment. And these groups want them to be beholden to the group.
Yep.
Because only the group can get the legislation passed that they want. And if you empower yourself, you no longer need the group.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at it as the precinct, you run for your precinct. If you elect the majority of precinct people in your county, then your committee is going to nominate and endorse the candidate. And whoever wins between the endorsed candidates is going to go to Congress and make the policy. So if we had, you know, a majority of Ron Paul type people, even if they weren't all as alert as he is, in Washington, they never would have voted to let Bush have a blank check to go over and start bombing the heck out of the Middle East, and it may end up in a nuke being dropped. I mean, this is listening to some of this, people might say, oh, well, this is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to follow. It's not that hard to follow, but it does take a little concentration. It's maybe a little bit drier than an action movie. But we're not just talking about the theory of good government. We're talking about if whoever learns to work the system, which is in itself a good system. I mean, the system itself is not evil. It's good, the precinct system. Whoever learns to work that and takes control, they make the policy. They determine the future direction of the world.
Yeah, indeed. Let's take a phone call here. Mary Ann in Arkansas, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike. Good evening and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having Jim and William on. Sirs, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
This is such important information, and it's an area I'm particularly weak in. I know I've studied some government and that sort of thing, but all of this is just really over my head. I just want to express one personal comment I've made in the past, and Ron Paul's message is so important, and we are such a pivotal time, and it's almost like we're begging, you know, the people to the system to please let us play in your ballpark. Jim, I think you used a wonderful analogy there, but it's like we're almost begging them, you know, please let us do our part. And I have said, and I may be off base here, and if I am, forgive me, but I would really love it if Ron Paul would stand up to the GOP and say to them, excuse me, our message is too important. We've got too many people who are with us, and these shoes simply will not fit our feet anymore. We bid you adieu.
Well, if I may comment on that, and William, maybe, and Mike, maybe we get into this in the second hour, maybe not. I believe that this is should have been the responsibility of the paid staff that is running the campaign. They've collected and spent $30 million. I think they've spent 22 to 25 of it, and I believe they've largely wasted it in the type of ads they put on. This is exactly what the type of message that should have gone out with the $22 million, and if it was done properly, it would have sent the nation into an absolute uproar. Everyone would have been talking about it, but it would have had to challenge the coordinated censorship of the Ron Paul campaign by these disgusting five big TV networks and the 1,100 clear channel stations that only hire neocon-type talk show hosts. And that's what would have needed to be done to tell people what is going on. And Ron Paul is at some point he's going to have to change the course if he wants to. But, you know, I do believe he was not served well, because when a candidate picks a campaign staff, he's off running. Today he was in Washington voting for his congressional responsibilities. All they do is basically schedule the candidate, and the candidate goes around and is exhausted speaking to everyone and meet everyone. So the campaign should have had the guts to do what the grassroots would have had the guts to do, in my opinion, but
right,
they didn't do it. And now a lot of people are trying to get to Ron Paul, and I think we're hoping that he does shake things up and change directions, because we have to recognize the reality. It is light and darkness. The neocons running the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the White House, the Congress, the five big TV networks, and the Fed are darkness. They are evil, what they're doing. As a rule, their policies are evil. And the grassroots and Ron Paul are fighting for the good things. And if that isn't made clear to the people in the most persuasive ways, then we're wasting our money.
Right. Now, Jim, I'm sorry. I'm so glad you brought that up expressly. It was just a day or so ago, and I cannot remember the source, and I cannot remember the name they gave. But the point they were making, in fact, it was Rick Adams, I believe, that gave the website, and I didn't get it down completely right. But he made the point was made. There's a gentleman, I believe it was in Alaska, and they were saying that there the Ron Paul campaign had been infiltrated by someone who really was not working in his best interest. Let me just say that, and then I'm going to listen off air because the information y'all are giving is so important.
No, that's right. No, go ahead.
You know, Lou Dobbs on CNN, and I could make a couple of opposed comments myself on this, but now he's made a big deal about switching everybody to independents, and so it's really taking strength away from both parties. But I really think that's one thing that we could use in our favor. And since Ron Paul's from Texas, I want to ask if you know the gentleman, I believe he's a Texas congressman, but his name is David Barton, and he's a wonderful government a source of knowledge on our government, how it was founded, and the original intention. He's got a website called wallbuilders.com.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll let you guys comment on the other side. We got a break here.
All right.
Come back before
you
want to join us. Number is 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love.
talking with William Roberts and Jim Conda Jr. tonight about where we go from here and we're moving forward past Super Tuesday, how these county conventions work, county delegates, and the like. And Mary Ann is on with us from Arkansas, and she brought up the point of maybe bidding adieu to the Republican Party. And, you know, today, I don't know if you guys got to see his speech at CPAC. He was the final speech of the day. And I was wondering where this Ron Paul had been the entire campaign. I mean, he flat got in there and tore it up. I mean, he called McCain out on a number of issues and called conservatives out on saying this is what we're going to be as a party. And I was pleasantly surprised that he was that energetic today in his speech there.
I heard from someone else that he did really good, and that, remember, he said on the call, I don't know if you were on early enough to hear him on the national meetup call for 10 minutes, he said that it was a tremendous reception, especially from the young people, but the person who reported to me that saw it on C-SPAN said that it was like they weren't letting the audience be heard in the clapping, they didn't pan the audience at all during his speech, and they did not let the sound be heard. Is that the way you saw it? But Ron Paul told a different story on his little report there.
What I heard was the radio broadcast of it from C-SPAN, C-SPAN's audio, and their audio, you could hear the clapping.
Oh, good. So
as the radio was concerned, but the television, I'm sure, was entirely different audio.
So he got a good reception then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he gets a good reception wherever he has the opportunity to be heard, because people want to hear what he's got to say.
And maybe I misunderstood Marianne's question a little. I was talking about taking over the Republican Party. In other words, I think at this point, and if we get to, I believe he should himself run third party while we all keep working to take over the Democrat and Republican parties. But to keep his visibility alive, but that's maybe something we can bat around the pros and cons on. But what I'm saying is if we had a fair count, and that's why that's an essential issue to demand the open ballot,
absolutely,
you could take over the Republican Party the way McGovern took over the Democratic Party in 1972. If you win enough primaries, if you win enough caucuses, then you just go in, and it doesn't matter if the old guard likes you or not. You go in with the people, you outvote them at the convention, they're out on their ear, Ron Paul picks the new chairman of the Republican Party. So that would have been a way to go, but unfortunately, the way the campaign was managed, and I don't know if it could have been pulled off in any case, because we're fighting, a lot of very well-educated people in the political system with a lot of new people who are thankfully getting involved. But if the campaign would have been run right, I think it could have been a real fight to take over the Republican Party. But I know for a fact the way Kent Snyder, who's the chairman of the party, and Lou Moore were running it, was to bow and kneel before the neocons, like, please let us play, like Marianne was saying. This was ridiculous. I mean, maybe they just need a job after the November 2008, or they just are stupid in politics, or they're cowards. Whatever it is, it was stupid what they did, period.
There
Can
you
I weigh
go.
In on this one, Marianne?
Well, I did mention that, now, this David Barton in Texas, now...
real quick, what's his website, Marianne, because we've got another break coming. I've got to let you go.
Wallbuilders.com. With today's, deceit in wolves and sheep's clothing, I really believe he's a godly man, and I believe he'd be a tremendous support and asset for Ron Paul. You're in my prayers. May you have wisdom.
Thanks, Marianne. William, I'll let you get your comments after the break. Back in 70 seconds.